Well, to Westmeath next, where a group of councillors from Athlone are seeking to halt work on a new temporary facility which would accommodate up to 1,000 asylum seekers in the town. Our Midlands correspondent Sinead Hussey has the story and joins us from Athlone. Sinead, this centre in Lissiewallen, it's been there for a very long time. I remember visiting it more than a decade ago. So what's being proposed?
Yes, Rachel, that site, that particular direct provision site, has been at Lissiewallen for 24 years, and hundreds of people have progressed through the asylum seeker system and have made their homes in Athlone and become part of the community here. What's been announced now is one of five state-owned licensed sites for emergency and tented accommodation at Lissiewallen. So what's being proposed and is in train is tented accommodation, and what I suppose the state are hoping to do is find longer term solutions on this 11 acre portion of the existing accommodation site. So they're calling this the Midlands Accommodation Centre. As you said, it would cater up to, for up to 1,000 applicants on a phased basis. Around 100, 150 tents are expected to be established to be later replaced by modular units. And this is all, of course, being developed by ministerial order, which was published recently. The plans were announced in July, but details just published last week.
So what have the councillors been saying to you?
So the nine councillors, they make up the representation for the Athlone Moat Municipal District. They met yesterday evening. They were discussing the plan, and the town's mayor, Fianna Fáil councillor Frankie Keena, described it as reckless and unacceptable. He said they had been blindsided by it. They said they found out on October the 7th, the day that everyone else found out the exact details, and they said that was an insult to the role of local government. They hadn't been consulted. He said they'd been left completely in the dark, and they met with some officials from the department yesterday. Now, Councillor Keena was keen to stress Athlone has opened its doors. It's welcomed over 2,000 plus international protection applicants as well as beneficiaries of temporary protection. But he said this move would only serve to support segregation and integrate and not integration, because he started citing the lack of services in the town, citing GP access, for example. He said department officials said a GP would be on site at Lissiewallen once a week for the first while, but Councillor Keena said he questioned what would happen after that. And he said that there was no plan that these people would have to go out and find a GP in the community where already services are under pressure. So he said, in his opinion, the plan is vastly underdeveloped, and these people and the people of Athlone deserve better.
What action are they proposing to take?
So this is very technical, but what the councillors are seeking now to do is use a legal provision under the Local Government Reform Act of 2014 to stop work on the site. Now, Independent Ireland representative Paul Hogan, who's a councillor, said that the ministerial order directing work on the temporary accommodation in Athlone was relying on what's called Section 181 of the Planning and Development Act. And that allows the minister to sidestep, as it were, the usual planning process for certain projects. But Councillor Hogan claims that this section doesn't apply to certain other pieces of legislation. Specifically, what councillors have is a reserved function, and that's outlined in the Local Government Reform Act. And he said that the councillors want to use this reserved function to make an order prohibiting the erection or retention of temporary dwellings. They say that it's their view that the erection of these is prejudicial to the amenities of the locality and interferes unreasonably with that area. So what happens now? Well, Westmeath County Council are obviously seeking legal advice on this. There are nine councillors on that municipal district. There's a full meeting of the local authority next Monday, and the issue will be raised again there.
Any word from the Department of Integration on this?
We've contacted the department this morning. We're waiting on a response from them on this. And we've also contacted Westmeath County Council, and we're waiting a response.
Sinead, thanks a million for that. Sinead Hussey, our Midlands correspondent in Athlone this afternoon.